This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3669 for Thursday, the 25th of August, 2022. Today's show is entitled, My First Podcast, My Journey into the Computer World. It is part of the series How I Got into Tech. It is the first show by new host Hyper Nike, and is about 20 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, how I was introduced to computers, Linux, robotics, programming, cybersecurity, and more.
This episode, I'm going to talk about how I came to this computer world. As a kid, I used Windows in my family's computer. In school, I also learned about Windows Office Suite, Word, PowerPoint, Excel. I also remember playing some games in Windows, some online games, and also catching some viruses. I remember as a kid I've been always curious and I wanted to know how things work, especially electronic things. And I had the fortune to have a relative who was an electrical engineer and who showed me this amazing world, gave me some electronic and electric components, LEDs, transistors, other components, and I also remember reading some books, and I was quite interested in the matter. In the school, I also remember learning about Scratch, the programming language from the MIT. And I remember learning about creating games, about some programming concepts. I remember creating my own games and following tutorials on the internet, and also creating kind of a phone emulator. However, I remember I couldn't make the phone, the battery of the phone worked. Also, I remember learning programming in the Khan Academy website. I learned about JavaScript and some more in the programming concepts, animation, and drawing shapes with the processing JS library. Also, I remember using this programming language to draw things in my computer, to draw and create animations with the mouse, the keyboard, etc. I remember also a relative give me an Arduino, which is a small board that has a microprocessor and other components you can use to create electronic projects and robotic projects. So I remember learning Arduino, which was great because it combined two things I loved, electronics and programming. So I learned about C++, I think it's Arduino programming language. And I also learned about mechatronics. As time passed, I also learned some other new programming languages, like Java, I think. And I used Visual Studio Code to program. I remember also learning about Git with Visual Studio Code, tinkering with some configurations, colors, menus. And also I was introduced to the command line. I think it was through Git, through commands. So I learned about batch scripts and also BVS scripts, which is the scripting language called Visual Basic Script from Windows. I remember creating some programs, manipulating files. I learned about oriented object programming, about the registry, Windows registry, creating programs like a USB rubber ducky, or not a USB rubber ducky, but a program that wrote text in the screen. And as I worked with Windows, I always had problem of slowness. Windows was slow in my computer. It was due to the fact that it was a mechanical hard drive. But I didn't knew that, and I thought it was due to insufficient RAM. So I tried creating larger paging files, and also cleaning the system and doing some kind of that things. However, it didn't work. So I discovered Linux. I heard it was a fast operating system, which was very customizable, and I wanted to try it. I thought of installing it in my computer, however, I wasn't sure. So I discovered there was a way of creating a USB live device. So, well, the first distribution I used was Tails. That's weird. Why would you learn Linux with a security-oriented distribution? Well, I tried to installing Ubuntu and other distributions first. However, when I went to the boot menu of my BIOS, I didn't found USB. I didn't recognize it, so I thought it was due to an error. So I finally ended writing with the Rufus program, Tails, and then I found how to boot from Tails. So that was my first experience with Linux. I remember that I thought Linux was difficult and was strange. I thought it was like you couldn't use a desktop environment. You had to use a command line interface. So it was interesting because I had contact for the first time with GNOME, and also I found how Linux was very fast. How fast was Linux? I also learned about partition layouts with Tail, because it is you had to install it into a USB. So I learned about partition layouts. I learned about some security features it has, like the secure Tor network, and also about how you can disconnect USB from the computer, and the program that remain in the RAM erased all of its contents, preventing cold boot attacks, and other concepts about security. Also how to set up a persistent partition with logs, encrypted with the logs, Linux Unified, I forget it. Well, with logs. Well, After learning about Linux and some of its concepts, I decided to install it on my computer. I installed Linux Mint, but I didn't feel comfortable with it. To be sincere, I installed it after a couple of minutes. I didn't like not being stable of the distribution, but I read about Debian and how it was very stable. I didn't receive many updates, so I didn't feel comfortable with many updates from Linux Mint. So at the end, I ended using Debian, installing Debian, and that's how I also became learning about Linux, apt, sudo, and other concepts. I also remember reading a book about hacking hardware. I learned about I2C Boost, Boss, yeah. Also about the Raspberry Pi, and it was interesting how it worked, and the fact that you can install a Linux operating system on it. So I bought one. It was a Raspberry Pi Model 3, and I installed on it Raspbian, I think. Nowadays it's called Raspberry Pi OS, I think. And I also learned about SSH, BNC, remote desktop protocol, how to SSH, create an SSH tunnel for the BNC protocol, and also about servers, HTTP servers, networking concepts, IP addresses, other concepts related, yeah. And also another milestone in this journey was a ThinkPad laptop. It's a laptop, a ThinkPad laptop from 2005, I think. So it's pretty old, relatively pretty old. I remember cleaning it, and I installed on it. It had Windows installed on it, so I changed to Linux. I tried using Bode Linux and Linux Lite. I was amazed how you could still run a complete operating system in a very old machine. Also, I learned about encryption. I was also amazed. I was amazed with how you can insert a live USB device and see all the contents, in this case, of my Windows partition. So I was surprised. So I learned about encryption, also about erasure of data, recovery of data. I installed Alpine Linux in this computer. I think Alpine Linux is great. It's very fast, and I think it's secure. I don't think it's very stable, but it's fast, and I like the way it works. However, it has a great problem that is, there are a few packages you have to install and build many from source, so didn't like that. And I found that Debian has also an X32 image, so I installed it on my laptop. I also learned with this laptop about getting a screen, other network configuration, especially with Alpine Linux, because you have to configure many things. It's kind of difficult. I also learned about Emacs. I think it's the best text editor there is available. I also learned about programming C, also about some games. Because it's an old computer, I had to run everything from the terminal, so I learned about terminal games on the terminal, like NetHack, a very difficult game, which is quite interesting, and also other games like Open Adventure, that is based on Colossal Cave Adventure. It's a game that it's very old. It was written in Fortran, and it's interesting because everything, the game is all in text, and you give actions with text to the character. And also because it's the adventure you play in the video game is based on a cave in Kentucky. The author of the game was Will Crowther. He's a rock climber, so that's interesting. I also learned about Discover and learned about hacking and pen testing. I've read some books. Also, I had like a kind of background with encryption, the Tor network, and other concepts. Well, then I had the opportunity to help a company with their computers, cleaning them, cleaning the computer and restoring them, also the operating system, also encrypting their devices. So learn from IT guys and learned our stuff. I remember a time when I was cleaning a computer and I wanted to see the CPU in more detail, how the pins were. So I removed it from the motherboard, and when I put it back, some pins, I think they're LBA pins, I think that's the name. So they're in the motherboard, and some of the pins bent. So I had to, repair them with a needle, but I ended up breaking a pin. However, well, I'm lucky because it worked, so I didn't have a big problem. The last years, I've learned about Python, other concepts. I want to get a Linux Plus certification. Also, I heard about the episode from BMRC and the Hacker Public Radio. So right now I am trying to use OpenBSD and learn about it. I'm still struggling with learning how disk label partitions and how other things work. But well, I am continue to learning it. I also like the community and free software and open source built around Linux and other operating systems and other tools, not only Linux, BSD. What else can I say? Yes, that's the main journey I've taken into computers. This is my first episode, and I want to continue to record some more episodes. I thought of recording a episode about Alpine Linux and some of its concepts. I would be interested to hear from you about some ideas I can use for my episodes. I prefer creating like episodes in which I have not to execute or say comments to you. I prefer talking about distributions, even my opinions on free software and open source, another concept. So I'll be interested in hearing opinions from me. If you have any suggestions, leave them in the comments and I'll read them. So thank you very much for hearing my first episode. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.